are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us on this inauguration special. But in addition to all the ceremonial hoopla surrounding the inauguration of our 44th President, Barack Obama, there are obviously some very important policy decisions to be made. Most of the attention right now is on the economy and, to some extent, the ongoing war on terror. But on social issues, we could see some important policy reversals within the very first hours of this new administration. With me now to talk about why he is concerned about a couple of the policies that could be reversed from the Bush administration is Matt Staver. He is the dean of the Liberty University School of Law, and he's the head of Liberty Council. And Matt, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Specifically, you're talking about two different policies here that the president has championed, the previous president championed. Number one is what's known as the Mexico City policy. This is something President Bush reversed from President Clinton. Explain to our listeners what it is and what the President Obama is likely to do here.
Well, first of all, we cannot underestimate the historic nature of today's inauguration. America has elected the first black president of the United States, and that is historic, and we must celebrate that. But a few days from now, we celebrate, or at least remember, the anniversary of Roe versus Wade 36 years ago when the United States Supreme Court legalized abortion. What President Obama has now indicated he will do is to repeal the Mexico City policy. That was first instituted in 1984 by President Ronald Reagan to stop federal funding of abortion in foreign countries. That was ultimately reversed by President Clinton in 1993, but reinstated by President Bush in 2001 to the present. President Obama now says he will repeal that, meaning that we will be forced to fund abortions worldwide. And in his speech today, he indicated that he was going to oppose those that ultimately were intent on destroying innocence. Well, children are innocents, and President Obama promised hope for all Americans, yet apparently this does not apply to the most vulnerable. While he has condemned the killing of children by terrorists, forcing Americans to fund abortion worldwide will kill more children than Al-Qaeda. He also, in addition to saying that he would repeal the Mexico City policy and force federal funds to fund abortion worldwide, is that he will also reverse President Bush's ban on funding embryonic stem cell research. Those two actions by the president push America down the path of death and the destruction of human life. So I think that the American people need to really make President Obama aware of the fact that a president for all the people must also include the unborn.
The former president, President Bush's policy, of course, on embryonic stem cell research is that he would allow federal dollars for existing stem cell lines but would not fund any projects that involve the destruction of existing embryos and certainly not the creation of embryos specifically for the purpose of scientific research. Do we know to what extent the new president wants that money to go?
Well, the new president wants to actually have federal funding for new creations of embryonic stem cell research. In addition, I'm sure he's going to push legislation that will advance that even further. And understand that we already fund adult stem cell research, and there's promising results from that kind of research, but that does not involve the creation and destruction of a human life. There is no research that has been promising at all anywhere in the world with regards to embryonic stem cell research, where you literally create a human being and then experiment on them and then destroy that human being. And so it makes no sense from a scientific standpoint to want to fund that kind of research when we don't have to get to the moral question with adult stem cell research, where there in fact is promising research and promising cures that have already come from that kind of research.
Just about a minute left with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. And Matt, these are not issues that require legislative action. These are simply executive orders that he can issue, correct?
These are executive orders he can issue, and these are some of the executive orders, I think, that are going to be on his plate. He's already indicated that that's, in fact, his intent. So we've taken one step forward for racial equality, but two steps backward for life. And I think we, the American people, need to let President Obama know that America and the president and we, the people, stand for life.
And, of course, there's also other life issues set to be debated, including the Freedom of Choice Act, which seems to be high on the congressional agenda. Real quickly, in our last 15 seconds, is that the next fight that we're likely to see?
He said one of the first acts that he would ever have as president is to actually move forward and sign the Freedom of Choice Act. That's the next battle. And if that law goes into effect, every abortion restriction law would be wiped off the books, including laws that ban the brutal late-term partial birth abortion procedure. And in fact, he came up with that idea after the Supreme Court upheld the law that bans that brutal practice. The Freedom of Choice Act would be the most anti-life legislation ever conceived in Congress.
Matt, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matt Staver is the founder and president of Liberty Counsel. He's also dean of the Liberty University School of Law. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Remember to check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.